Welcome back, LLs and fellow real estate enthusiasts and also fellow real estate investors. Welcome back to another episode of the Lubari Real Estate Podcast. Today, we're diving into a crucial topic for investors, the importance of personal credit and cash reserves when it comes to seizing opportunities in the real estate market. So let's start with personal credit. Many aspiring investors wonder, how does my credit score affect my ability to invest in real estate? Well, it depends. So on the LP side, the passive investor, the limited partner, your credit score doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter at all. So all you're going to have to do is invest your cash and, if you want, possibly your retirement fund into a deal, and then you'll be good to go. You really don't need to worry too much about that. However, on the GP side, the general partner side, your personal score plays a significant role in real estate investing. It's like your financial resume. It tells lenders and partners how trustworthy and reliable you are with your money. A good credit score not only opens doors to favorable financing options, but also strengthens your negotiating power and credibility in the eyes of potential partners. This is really important for KPs, because the banks are going to take an in-depth look at your finances. So they want to make sure that you have 10% liquidity of the deal, that you have a track record, and you also have a good score. They're going to be looking in all of your business because they want to make sure that you can handle a deal of this magnitude, you know? So you really want to make sure that your personal credit is in order. Now, let's talk about cash reserves. Imagine you find a fantastic multifamily property with enormous potential for cash flow. You're excited and you're ready to make an offer. But wait. Do you have enough cash reserves to handle unexpected expenses or vacancies? Put it this way. Cash reserves are your financial safety net in real estate investing. They provide a cushion for emergencies such as repairs or even periods of low occupancy. So without sufficient reserves, you may find yourself in a tight spot if the property faces unforeseen challenges. In fact, having cash reserves is one of the three immutable laws of real estate. Number one, buy for cash flow. Number two, always have adequate reserves. All right, so make sure that you always have enough cash. Now, let's talk about the combined impact. So combining a strong personal credit score with ample cash reserves creates a powerful foundation for real estate investing success. Or success in real estate investing, however you want to put it. Mixed words. Sometimes I have dyslexia in the brain, so it comes out like that sometimes, but don't worry about it. But anyway, lenders and partners will view you as a reliable and well-prepared investor, increasing your chances of securing favorable deals and weathering market fluctuations. So, Mr. Lubari, Jason, whatever you want to call me, how can I improve my credit score and build up cash reserves? Well, here's a few tips. Number one, monitor your credit score. Regularly check your credit report for inaccuracies and address any issues promptly. So you can do like a biweekly check or a monthly check on your credit score, but make sure that you monitor it. I'm even mixing up my words today. Look at that. Must be the upcoming full moon. I'm blaming on that one. No, just kidding. It's all me. Number two, pay bills on time. Timely payments will boost your credit score and demonstrate financial responsibility. Number three, reduce debt. Lowering your debt-to-income ratio improves your creditworthiness. Simple as that. Pay what you owe and reduce your debt. Number four, save consistently. Set aside a portion of your income each month, and this will help you build up your cash reserves gradually. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and you build a house brick by brick, same as you do with your saving, because we all have living expenses as well. So save 10% or more of your income and set that aside for any deal or any future deal that you want to invest in. And if you ask Grant Cardone, he'll say, never save money unless you're saving to put it into a deal. And it makes perfect sense, because if you're just saving to save, then your money is actually losing value, because we have a thing called inflation. So every so often, every so often, the value of the dollar decreases. And if you have $2 in the bank today, that same $2 in 5 to 10 years is going to be able to buy you less and less. So you save to invest so that your money isn't worth less. I like that. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one. And number five, have an emergency fund. Aim to have at least 6 months worth of expenses saved up for unexpected events. Now, this is not only in your personal life, but also in your investing life as well. You want to make sure that you have adequate cash reserves so that you can weather the storm and be prepared for anything that will happen. Because it's not if it happens, it's when it happens, because it will happen. Whatever it is, use your imagination or learn from past experiences from others. And now that brings us to my favorite part of the podcast, where we talk about what real estate can do for you. And this week is going to be one of those easy weeks where I keep it very simple. I want to go skydiving. I want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane for no reason other than the thrill. You know, it's just another life experience I want. So I'm going to make that happen. And that's it. So remember, in the world of multifamily real estate investing, your personal credit and cash reserves are invaluable assets. So by prioritizing these aspects, you position yourself for long-term success and financial stability in your investment journey. Well, folks, that's all for today's episode. And I thank you as always for tuning in, and stay tuned for more valuable insights on multifamily real estate investing. And by stay tuned, I mean, I'll see you next Tuesday. Until then, happy investing. I love you all and be blessed.